This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Sell time, Michael Wazowski. Great to be with you as always. 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour.
Bye.
That the Broncos are going to lose the rest of their games?
No, I'm buying.
Well, that's where I was going first. That's where I was going first, and you just bought that the Broncos are going
to
lose all their games.
Great to be with me.
So when you interrupt me, I'm going to throw you under the bus every time.
Well, it's great to be with me, so I'm buying that.
I'm sure you do think it's great to be with you because you got to love your own company because. Not a lot of people do. Buy or sell, Lane Kiffin will be successful at LSU. And I'm talking he will be in the playoffs.
Moderate purchase.
He's going to have the money.
He's going to have the money, but I don't think he's going to be as successful as they want him to be.
Will players care about how he left Ole Miss?
Not up-and-coming players.
I don't think they'll care. If he can get him success, if he can get him opportunities to win games and be on national television and get a chance to go to the playoffs and up their stock for the NFL, then that's not going to matter. Just no one cares. Will Lane Kiffin, it's kind of a two-parter here, how will his time end at LSU? Will he be fired? Will he retire? Will he leave for another job? Which, what is there after that? Alabama? I don't know. How will his time end at LSU?
He will be fired.
Really? Okay. I'm just going to go with you on those. I don't know.
I think he's going to have moderate success.
Moderate? No, so not playoffs?
I don't think he's going to... He might make it to the playoffs a couple times.
They better, man. They're paying him a lot, and they're giving him a lot of money. Talk about donor fatigue when this thing's done. People get tired of just writing checks for, what, win 9 games?
Yeah, they're expecting him to... win a lot of games right off the bat. I see a lot of 9-8 wins.
You kind of feel that way, but he's going to have the money, so he should get the highest caliber of players. Buy or sell, Jim Mora, over under 8 wins next season for Colorado State in his first year with the Rams.
He's going to get 7 at most.
Which would be considered a success.
I think 5 would be considered a success.
I think you're pushing for the bowl. You're paying him. I'm going to go through the contract details. You're paying him $2.4 million. It's more than what Jay was getting. 2030 when it goes up to 2.8. So I'll get into more details there. Kevin Lytle laid that out for us in the Fort Collins, Colorado one. I'm going to, Mike, I don't know. It's probably an impossible question because who's playing for Colorado State? Right now, you're going to base it off of his acumen and his ability to coach players that we don't even know right now. Because that CSU roster will not be the same. Maybe they can keep Owen Long, but I don't see how. Buy or sell, winning this way will catch up with the Denver Broncos in a negative way. I know where you're going. Troy Rank kind of put this piece together in the Denver Post. Not scathing, but it was like, dude, the Broncos can't keep winning like this. Or can they? Is this just who they are, Mike? They're not a dominant team. Their defense is pretty dominant, although had a couple of weaknesses showcased last night. Especially stopping like a tight end seems to be an issue for the Broncos. Zach Ertz had 10 receptions for 106 yards on Denver. I kind of get this feeling, Mike, that they, you know, it's that weird feeling you get all the time, but it's weird because you're like, oh, I just think they're going to win no matter what every year. I do get this feeling that this team just can find a way to do it. Can they carry this kind of style all the way through the playoffs? You're not concerned about that at all? You're not too terribly worried?
Not too terribly worried.
Seriously? If it's for any other team, insert any other team, and they're winning, good team, bad team, whoever they're playing, it's going to come down to the wire, and they just pull it out. You're not worried that finally runs out at some point?
If it was any other team, I would be worried.
Okay, so then the answer is you should be worried. We should be worried about the Broncos a bit. That's what we got out of this. They shouldn't have an issue with the Raiders. They should beat the Raiders, right? They should dominate the Raiders. The Raiders are waving the white flag. They're terrible. They should smoke the Las Vegas Raiders.
I mean, they just fired Chip. Chip doesn't belong in the NFL.
Did you hear about that story? Like, Chip Kelly was on purpose, like, throwing out plays that they didn't even have. He wasn't even going with his own playbook. Like, what was that story, man? Did you see that? Did you hear anything about that?
I hadn't. Has he lost his mind?
I don't know. Self-sabotage behavior so that he can get fired and go back into college football?
The LSU job is open.
It's a weird thing, man. The LSU job is not open. Is that what you just said?
Didn't they just lose their head coach?
LSU?
Oh, I'm sorry.
They just got Lane Kiffin.
I meant to say Ole Miss.
Fairly big story we've been talking about today. Thanks for joining the program.
Meant to say Ole Miss. Got the wires crossed.
Yeah, the Chip Kelly thing, man, is weird. And there's a story that he was frequently botching play calls and confusing the Raiders' offense, hanging them out to dry.
They can get confused themselves.
Reports have been piling up that Chip Kelly was doing weird stuff, like self-sabotaging behavior. It's just a wild thing, man. I mean, did he want to go? Did he want to get out of there? Is that why? This is a bizarre story, man. But the Raiders are certainly in a bad spot. I don't see them going anywhere in a hurry.
And that makes me very happy.
Yeah. I don't know. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. What did you make of, and I told you about this now, like with the Mountain West. They ended in the Mountain West Conference. It ended in a four-way tie. You had Boise State at 6-2, New Mexico at 6-2, San Diego State at 6-2, and UNLV at 6-2. And it will be Boise State and UNLV playing in the college football playoffs. Nobody's making it from the Mountain West. They'll be playing in their conference championship game. They did it through a computer thing, like the old system.
I feel like the computer thing was the marketing department. The marketing department was, who can we market the most? How can we make the most money? Oh, Boise State.
And UNLV.
Exactly.
Yeah, because New Mexico beat UNLV 40-35. UNLV, who they beat. Now, they lost to Boise State and New Mexico. Those are their two losses. How? In what world are we living in where, I mean, I guess, and New Mexico, didn't they beat San Diego State too? How is New Mexico not in the Mountain West Championship game? I don't understand this at all. This is really, really jacked up. So, the Mountain West is doing their own thing to determine who's going to a conference championship. Does the NCAA care? Does anybody step in and say, hey, maybe don't do it that way? That doesn't seem fair. Everybody makes their own rules, Mike. This is absolutely crazy. This goes to the whole Lane Kiffin thing. The fact that coaches can just jump out at any point in time. I mean, did you see that Florida hired Tulane's head coach? Florida's bringing him in. Apparently they wanted Lane Kiffin as well.
They did make an offer.
Yeah, they made an offer. But now they're bringing in Tulane's coach. I don't know, man.
How do you feel to be the second place guy?
Yeah, I mean, do you feel good about that?
Well, they got the consolation prize. Tulane's coach.
Yeah, he's got more money. He'll make more money and he'll get 3 years. He signed a 6-year deal for an average of nearly $7.5 million per year. Coaches are making bank. And what? Is he going to turn around in Florida?
No.
And how long do you give him?
They're going to give him 2.5 years.
So dumb. Like, what do you do? I mean, just like LSU, they go from Kelly to Lane Kiffin. Like, isn't that kind of the same thing?
I wish they had gotten Chip Kelly.
But that's like, they're all just recycling these guys. Now, let's bring it. We paid Brian Kelly a lot. Well, that didn't work. Let's move on from him. Let's go pay Lane Kiffin. How much money does LSU freaking have? Like, what kind of money do they have? They got buyouts galore. They're paying new coach. I'm sure they're paying covering the buyout for bringing in Lane Kiffin from Ole Miss.
I mean, they're a state college, so all they have to do is raise taxes.
they do it. $73 million.
Guys, we need a new sales tax.
Yeah.
It's the Kiffin tax.
Yeah, the Kiffin tax. You want Lane Kiffin, you better pony up, man. You better pay big time money if you want this kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then he better win fast.
An extra 2 cents on your jambalaya ingredients.
What if they're bad next year? Like, what if LSU doesn't get off the ground running very fast and it takes... It's going to look like it's going to take a lot more time.
That will make me laugh.
But then you throw all this money. I saw a podcast that was kind of talking about donor fatigue and donors continuously putting in big money so that their teams can go out and hire the right coach. And, oh, it's about winning our conference and we want to be good. But then they're not good. And then they fire that coach. And then you wash, rinse, repeat. When do donors finally back away and just not throw? I mean, Big Hub had texted our show months ago and we were talking about like why donors would do this, because he was like, I can't fathom, you went to the school, you liked the school, now you're a millionaire and you just throw out these $1 million checks like it's nothing just so your football program can succeed. Micah, that is a type of money that you or I will never know. Like, I like that school, I went there, I'm going to throw $1 million at your football program so that you can win football games. It is fascinating to me.
Little did you know, I am buying lottery tickets. I will know that money.
You don't even buy lottery tickets.
That's true, I don't.
You say you want to win the lottery all the time, but you never actually play the lottery.
Yeah, I'd rather buy a Mountain Dew, because at least the Mountain Dew I can enjoy. The lottery, I'm not going to win.
I don't care. Did you hear Scott Van Pelt last night on the Lane Kiffin thing? Do we have that?
We do.
Okay, here's what he had to say about Ole Miss and their decision, at least we think, their decision to not have Lane Kiffin coach in their playoff game, assuming they get a playoff game.
But this is a divorce, and the analogy I'd make is this. If you're leaving me for one of our neighbors who I hate, but you tell me you want to stay through Christmas for the kids, I'm telling you to take your ass on down the road, and we'll figure out Christmas with who's here. I appreciate it's a mature way to view it. Maybe I'm being immature, but damn it, I am, and I hold grudges, and there's no way on God's green earth I'd let him coach my team.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree. But I'm not entirely convinced that it was Ole Miss with all the power there. I still think LSU was like, you're not going to be working for us for the next 3 weeks. You're going to be working for Ole Miss still. We're paying you a lot of money. You better get your butt here. Get on that plane right now.
I feel like if it wasn't column A, it was column B. If LSU wasn't like, hey, you better get down here now, then it was Ole Miss going, we made you an offer, and you went to for more money. Get out.
Yeah.
We have a game to win. We have a game to focus on.
Well, it is a distraction. It's a big distraction still, because every question that he would do in a presser would be around how hard is it to keep your focus on Ole Miss when he's probably making calls to recruit for LSU. He would literally be doing both jobs. He'd have two phones.
Yeah, he'd be in the locker room going, all right, this is what we're going to run. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, he'd be recruiting.
A junior.
Yes. Well, not just people in his own college. He'd be scheduling chats and conversations, and he's not gonna be doing any visits. So if I'm LSU, I'm putting my foot down. Hey, here's the money. Here's the deal. But you start now. Like, you're not coaching in their playoff game.
Does Ole Miss at least get some kind of buyout?
Oh, I haven't looked at it, but I would imagine. We could probably find that. Efforting, Mike, efforting. Buyout, what is Lane Kiffin's buyout? Efforting music, please. Thank you, Mike. By the time you get it started, we might already know. The buyout at Ole Miss. Buyout varies based on the perspective. If you were fired by his new team. Oh, this is LSU. Yeah, more efforting, Mike. More efforting, please. I don't know. I can't find it. Hooligan? Hall of Famer? Michael, you could Google this. You're just staring at me. You could be Googling this. Like, just Google what I'm Googling.
But you're doing such a great job.
No, I'm literally not. I can't find it. What is the buyout? Is it anything like Brian Kelly's? Probably not. That's crazy. We'll find it. I'll tell you what, let's take a break.
$72.8 million if he was fired.
That's
caused by LSU.
That's the LSU situation, though. I'm looking for Ole Miss. Yes, LSU, there will be money going to Ole Miss. I would imagine. Let's find it. Let's take a break. More efforting. 21 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. Also, let's look at the playoff picture. How did the weekend that was affect the Denver Broncos in their spot? Let's look at it. Who do we need to root for this week? We'll be right back.
Need a stocking stuffer?
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Download your favorite KFKA podcast today.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans. This is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
This is also weird. LSU is going to pay the bonus to Lane Kiffin based on Ole Miss's college football playoff success. According to Adam Rittenberg at ESPN, the contract with LSU includes the unique clause that he will receive a payment equal to the amount he would have earned for coaching Ole Miss in the upcoming college playoff, according to a term sheet obtained by ESPN. So not only $13 million annually, around there. He will receive the same college football playoff bonus from LSU that he would have if he had remained with Ole Miss through the postseason. That begins at $150,000 for the Rebels' participation in a first-round game, increases to $250,000 for participation in the quarterfinal, and tops out at $1 million if Ole Miss wins the national championship. Wow. So Kiffin's going to get potentially more rich based on the team that he just screwed over, or thanks to the team that he just screwed over. What are we doing here?
I mean, I'm going for Indiana to win the whole thing, but now I kind of want Ole Miss to win the whole thing.
I do, too, just to rattle the cages.
By the way, he owes Ole Miss $4 million
That's
flat
it.
Fee for terminating the contract early.
That seems low, right? What was his deal with Ole Miss? How long did he have left on the contract?
I don't know how long he had on the contract, but he would have been owed $36.6 million as a buyout if he had been fired without cause.
So maybe he was a free agent at the end of this year, but he's still leaving early, so they owe $4 million. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. GoPoke says, wonder if they ever thought about throwing about $30 million more at NIL. What's the bill at to get Lane and fire Kelly. Seems cheaper to just toss $45 million at NIL. I don't know, man. Yeah, why not just give Kelly all the NIL money? If that... Okay, Micah, I'm asking you honestly. Who's a better coach, Brian Kelly or Lane Kiffin?
I mean...
Right? Does it matter?
Brian Kelly.
Barely or whatever. Then, like, dude, all these coaches that we're talking about, any one of them, like, that much better? Or are they all just like Ryan Day, like, great coach, but they have money? I mean, 32 coaches in the NFL, Mike. These guys all got there because they know football. They're really sharp football minds. Is there really that big of a separator between them? And in college, it's like Kelly or Lane Kiffin. It's a toss-up. I'm not sure. Well, give him the money and see. Like, it's all this 25. Did they not give him the money before? I don't know, bro. Yeah, Kirby. Big hub, of course. Kirby is better. But by how much? And I'm being honest. Like, how by how much are these... Like, Nick Saban's kind of different territory, I guess. But the rest of these guys? How much better are they? Yeah, texts are here. And it's not the X's and O's. It's the Jimmys and Joes. Like, could Ed Lamb go somewhere with more resources and win better, win more? Maybe.
Yeah, but we've discussed this before. You're going to have to be patient with Ed Lamb the way he does things.
Right.
He's perfect for that. Illinois.
Yeah, but like, why was Jay Norvell good at Nevada and then got worse at CSU? Why?
Expectations.
Did he get worse at coaching? Maybe he got a little desperate in the last year or so. But did he just lose his football knowledge? His ability to lead? Did he lose that? I don't know. Maybe toward the end, but what separates these guys? Dude, I've gone to football practices. I go to basketball practices up here. And it's, again, small sample size. It's not nationwide. But I go to practices, and I'm watching Ali Farokmanesh coach his ass off. And it's fun, and it's, oh, man, these guys are really practicing hard. I go to Steve Smiley's practice, coach his ass off, and, oh, man, these guys are really practicing. Like, it doesn't, like, there's a fine line between coaches, and that's why it's the idea of just fire that guy because it didn't work. Just give him more money. Give him more. It's not like these guys are just bad coaches. Now, some dudes are just bad dudes, and that's a different story.
CSU has had that.
Yeah. I don't know if Lane Kiffin is a bad dude or if he's just kind of sneaky, kind of snaky, a nomad, travels and jumps from college to college.
He's a traveling man.
But I don't know that there's
a world.
I don't know that there's a big difference. I look at these guys, these coaches, and I see them get fired, and then they go to another job, and then they succeed, and then they get fired, and then they go to another job, and they succeed. Why is that the pattern, too? It's like, oh, well, he succeeded, but now he's had three bad years. We got to fire him. Did he just forget how to coach?
Maybe they just love the carousel.
They all do. Thank you. It's all I can picture is the creepy quarterback carousel that they did for the Broncos game, that one game years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was creepy.
That's all I can think about when I hear that. Oh, they do, yeah. Go Poke says, I think programs, where is it here? I think programs are paying a ton of cash due to panic and fear. Yeah, I a lot of that's true. Was it time for Jay Norvell to go? Yes, but not because of the record necessarily. I'm talking about how he handled his quarterback, how he handled his play calling, how he handled the Matt Mummy. Is he going to call plays? Maybe not. Maybe so. Yes, he is. No, he's not. I'm the play caller. Oh, now you're the play caller, but I'm still kind of calling plays. Like, those are the things I don't like. Clunky stuff. I've used that word a lot. I don't like that. So that's, it's not necessarily about your win-loss record. But when I start, when I see you double down on BFN and you go out and you go on a tirade and you tell the world that you're a $600,000 quarterback, that is bad coaching. It's not leading in X's and O's in the practice room or film room and on the practice field, but that is bad coaching in the sense you just put a target on a quarterback that's been kind of average. You just put a target on him, good or bad. You just put a target on him. And now the expectations for him, he better be perfect because you just said he's worth $600,000.
But didn't look like
he didn't look like it, and that would... Some could say that that whole thing ruined the quarterback, too. I don't know. But that's the thing, man. Like, those are what I look at. Ed McCaffrey. Ugh. Everything about it was bad. Wasn't the losses. It was all the other stuff that you hear.
I mean, he had those average three-win seasons, which was about right for UNC.
Yeah, like it wasn't the losses, because Ernest Collins Jr. did that the majority of his career at UNC. It wasn't just the losses. So why do we get into this mode where we just fire guys? Oh, even like the Kelly thing is just weird to me.
Yeah, that was weird. I heard that there was some kind of culture issue.
Franklin. Penn State and Franklin. Like, what are we doing? You know, they were in the playoffs last year. They won a game. And then a year later, oh, not good enough. Have you ever thought they should just go to the coaches and say, hey, here's your contract, and it's just based on your win. We'll just reduce the money. If you lose, I don't know. That's probably stupid. But rather than just blow everybody out and pay fortunes to fire guys and buy out guys and do all this stuff and give NIL, what if you just had if you have two seasons in a row where you don't go to a bowl game, you get docked $1 million. You get docked $2 million. Is that a stupid idea?
I think it's a nice sounding idea.
But none of this sounds right.
Or how about this? We give you a bonus every year you get a bowl game.
So we don't give you a major monster salary right off the bat. We're just going to reward you big time when you win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go to the championship, like, you get $5 million or something. Like, if you go to the playoffs, you get $3 million. So, you go to a bowl game that's relevant, yeah, something as high as the Sun Bowl.
So, like, I would go, like, hey, Jim Mora, we were paying Jay Norvell $1.9. We'll give you $2 million a year. If you get to a bowl game, you got $500,000. I mean, again, that happens anyway. They are tiering these contracts and they do add incentives and stuff. But I'm talking, rather than blow guys out, you're paying now Lane Kiffin $12 million. If you don't go to a bowl game next year, Lane, you're docked $4 million.
The docking's not going to work.
Well, like, then what? Then you're just going to keep in this never-ending cycle of
you're going to get coaches quitting. Like, they're just not going to, if they have a bad season, they know they're going to get docked, they're just going to say, screw it, and they're going to go to a lesser school.
But it's so dumb. Like, I'm giving you $12 million, and I just paid another coach that's your stature, and I just gave him a buyout, all his crap, and now I'm just going to wash, rinse, repeat, and do it over. And, oh, by the way, I just ruined maybe another college football team's playoff chances by doing it. Not that they care. They hate Ole Miss. But I cause all this upheaval, I throw all this money at it, and in 3 years, if you don't win, I fire you, and I do it again. I go to another school, and I rip them apart and bring their coach in. Like, why does this happen all the time? Because, again, Mike, you don't have anybody in charge. No one is in charge of the NCAA. If Ole Miss misses the playoffs because their ranking goes down because they don't believe that we don't feel that they're a better team now without Lane Kiffin, which is true, but bogus. I just don't, like, I don't know, man.
If it's me and I'm on the playoff committee, I probably take them out of the playoffs. But if I want to be
that's
nice.
That's jacked up.
That's why I'm saying,
you need to have Roger Goodell in here saying, so you need to have a Roger Goodell type figure. Yes. Your LSU, you not only ripped a coach away from a program, right before their playoff game. But because this coach was so valuable, their ranking is going to drop them out of the playoffs. And the NCAA just, that's fine. You do what you want.
The conferences are just as guilty.
But there needs to be the NCAA steps in. No. Ole Miss cannot miss the playoffs because they just got their coach poached from them. That is jacked up, man.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, it sucks for teams. It's not good for UConn as well. Because they're going to go to a bowl game, and they're probably going to lose.
Yes, yeah.
And I hope they don't.
Here's what you do, Mike. You say tough. LSU, if you want to hire Lane Kiffin, this is the rule. You want him? You wait until his last game, whether it's a bowl game, a regular season game, or a playoff game. You wait until his last game, and then he can start. Just like the NFL.
Then you can hire him.
And then LSU can go, well, then we can't recruit. Tough cookies. Go find somebody else then. Like, the offer shouldn't even exist. We shouldn't even be able to offer a head coaching job that they can start. They could offer the job, I guess, but you can't start it until after you're done. So if Ole Miss comes and finds out and says, well, you're done with us, shouldn't have blah, blah, blah. Well, then that would be on Ole Miss. They would basically have to fire Lane Kiffin.
Stupid. And it would be on them. They would drop out from 6 to 15.
That's jacked up.
It is. It's
all
not
jacked.
Fair, but
it doesn't. Mike, I know you love, and I love college football, but we cannot have teams and conferences going off and just doing their own things. I'm hiring this coach away from that program. They're probably going to miss the playoffs. We got our guy. He's going to poach their roster. This conference is going to move to that conference, and that conference is probably going to just disband because the top teams left that conference, and away we go. No one is in charge. We let all the children just play football, and it's the rich, popular kids that get all the cool things.
And it's all because decades ago, some people were asleep at the wheel. They were all old school. They had no foresight.
And
they thought their rules were important. And guess what? They weren't that important. They were wrong about their rules. And here we are. Nobody had foresight to fix this stuff in advance.
Texter says, until the NCAA perfectly mirrors the NFL, the insanity will continue. You have to get them. The players are contracted now. And head coaches cannot just leave their jobs. Sean Payton cannot just leave and get out of his contract unless he retires. And then the Saints say, well, you got to trade us a bunch of stuff if you want them. But we also have the right to say no to that. But they said yes to that. So it's all good, all above board. The NFL doesn't have scandals like this because they have rules that have to be followed. The NCAA has scandals like this because nobody knows the freaking rules. I thought it was $20 million in NIL. Now it's $25 million. Guys are going to be announcing on January 2nd at 12:01, Mike, where they're going to play college football. But wait, they couldn't have talked to anybody. How do they know where they're going? I know, we got to go. 41 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Nico Carbacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
All right, we turned the calendar, Michael. It is December. Now you really got to think about your Christmas shopping. Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. If you listen to the show, odds are you're a sports fan. You're a collector, probably, of something. Maybe that's sports cards, sports memorabilia, whatever. Or, you know, you got kids that are into, well, kids, Legos. They like the Legos. Guess you don't
adults
have
adults, too.
Pass. Diamond Valley Collectibles. They have it all. Actually, I'm kidding you, because my wife and I, before our kid was born, we would buy the gigantic Lego Lord of the Rings sets and stuff, put those together. Yeah. So full disclosure, it is pretty fun.
And Diamond Valley Collectibles is on the way to the stadium.
Oh, I won't have time today to get by and get your toys, Michael, but maybe sometime in the future.
Like today. I mean, you can skip that press conference. It's not necessary.
They got Funko Pops. They got Pokemon. They got it all. And seriously, like I said, man, I'm a nerd, too. I'm not as nerdy as Michael, but I do like the Lord of the Rings stuff and the Lego sets. Like, we would do all that. It was fun. Diamond Valley Collectibles. And we'll still do it. It's just right now, if we put those together, they will be destroyed in the house. And we will lose all the pieces. So, got to be careful. 47 minutes after the hour, Broncos get the win. We're happy. We're feeling good. 10-2. Go beat the Raiders. Get to 11-2. Then we'll sort out the rest, because it's the rest of the schedule can be kind of tough. What do we learn? Coming up next.
For nuggets, games, and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what?
What do we learn on this first day of December? The Broncos, we just learned kind of a little bit about them. They're just resilient, man. I don't know what their strengths are. Defense felt like it kind of took a step back last night for one game, but they find ways to win.
It was just a good game plan by Washington.
I get. Well, they had a bye week, too, so maybe. We also learned that Lane Kiffin might not be the one to blame. Blame the system. Mike, don't hate the player. Hate the game. What'd you learn today, Michael?
I mean, I learned that we agreed basically on everything when it comes to this whole situation.
Yeah.
No matter how much of an old fuddy-duddy I can be about this, like I can't completely blame him for doing what's best for him and his very young wife.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that, too. I just think the system's jacked, and it's the wild, wild west. We're all over the place. We want to blame the portal and college kids. It's the coaches and athletic directors, too, that are doing the same thing.
And there's no one at the top making decisions to make this easier.
Nobody there. It's just awful, and it drives me insane.
Brady, I nominate you.
Nah, that's a lot of paperwork, a lot of brain power. I can talk a big game. I walk the walk? Nah.
You're a talk show host, and I think you're smarter than a lot of fans out there.
Maybe. Thank you. I have a hard time with compliments. I'm heading out to Fort Collins today.
You're doing a great job.
Jim Mora, going to be introduced as the next head football coach of the Colorado State Rams. I'll let you know what I learned there.
Yeah, you'll hear more about it tomorrow.
On Tuesday's show. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.